Augusto. Now on the Market Buzz, Monday evenings at 6 on the Biz Radio Network.
It's very, very scary when to see these things that are happening. What's happening in China, what's happening with oil, what's happening, what's going on our own dollar and gold. And, I mean, it's just, it's never ending. People always ask me, where are things going? I don't know where it's going. All I'm looking at is a volume, the trend, and the king is cash. And, you know, that's the whole idea.
Fausto Pruglisi, Monday evenings at 6 on the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bar Talk. Scott Boats here with Art DeLeon. Our friend and colleague Daphne Patterson is with the kids at the zoo today. She'll be back in 2 weeks. Daphne's a criminal lawyer. Art is a business and tax lawyer, as you've heard. And I am a lawyer who handles litigation and family and probate court. And we're talking today about estate planning gone wrong, the ghoulish realities of that. But today is the 28th day of October, Art, and what that means, of course, is that Halloween is around the corner. But always I think about my mother and father, who were married 60 years ago this coming Tuesday on an oil lease near Tulsa, Oklahoma. 60 years they've been married. My father just back from a prisoner of war camp in Germany. My mother, of course, a beautiful damsel waiting to be swept off her feet by my father. And so that is an interesting contrast, that 60-year marriage, with the fact pattern we've gone through today, where a successful older fella who's got an estate plan in place, he's got a will, at least, he's got, we're just using the example that he's got, let's say, $1 billion. He is that successful of a fellow, of a businessman, but he's in his 80s, so probably he's given up management to his kids, his daughters, perhaps. Or whoever.
And at this point in his life, he's pretty sure about who he wants his property to go to. He's had plenty of time to think about it. I'm sure he's consulted with the right professionals and put it into writing.
Yes.
And then along comes this
love.
26-year-old.
Well, yes, he's got all that, but you know, he's got that thing within all of us that we all have to pay attention to, this reality for companionship. And just because he's, you know, in his house in the nice part of town, and you know he's getting around. Let's just use the example. He's rolling around in his wheelchair, and he's limited. He's still got that desire to be out and mix, and so he's got his estate planning, and he's met someone special at the strip club, and so this issue is an issue of a in my lingo. From people who I work with in fights over estates and family law issues, this is a pre-death will contest is what this is. You may say, well, you can only fight a will contest when somebody's deceased. Well, that's not true. The fighting begins long before that. Actually, perhaps it can be said that the fighting commences once we create the structure to our life, for example, the successful family business and deciding who succeeds, which child succeeds. And you do get into serious issues, for example, if you have a daughter but you've got a son, you know, history is that perhaps the son is favored, but, you know, men, we have our folly, so perhaps the daughter is more responsible. And you get into those issues. Maybe that's when the pre-death will contest begins, is in the structuring of the estate to begin with. Maybe it's always a war waiting to erupt. You can read more about that if you go to probatewars.com. That's my website. That's what I talk about. But this is a pre-death will contest where a fella has his estate plan in place, but he's met somebody new. And what we're doing is we're fighting over the issues which arise with incapacity or nearly incapacitated people. We get into issues, for example, of signature cards, beneficiary agreements. We talked about that just now, and you made the point, Art, about signature agreements and being able to take stuff out of probate and making it accessible. And that's something as a planner you have to consider. What property someone may have that's going to be outside of the plan you're creating.
That's right, Scott. Insurance contracts, annuities, retirement plans are generally outside your will, outside the probate process. I mean, there are ways to get them into your estate through the will, but for most intended purposes, those are outside the probate of your will.
And you know that as a lawyer, but the banker or the insurance salesman who is pushing that annuity that has a beneficiary attached to it, or that insurance contract that has a beneficiary attached to it, they don't know that. And they're not qualified to talk about estate planning because they're not lawyers. So that's why this is a powerfully important issue for a lawyer, is this signature card issue or this non-probate asset issue, which the new person involved in the life of the 80-something-year-old is a powerful way of messing up their estate plan. Not to mention the statutory durable power of attorney, which allows somebody the authority to change assets. And you can get into the relative merits of a living trust, for example, but that can still be disturbed by the presence of a new best friend, whether it's somebody you meet at the strip club or it's somebody who is taking care of you during the day while, you know, your family's not around, or it's the next door neighbor who your family doesn't know about, or any number of others, including potentially your lawyer, your CPA, your insurance salesman, so forth and so on. Anyway, these are all recipes for messing up your estate planning. Estate planning gone awry. That's what we're talking about here on Bar Talk today, the fourth edition. I'm Scott Boats with my friend Art DeLeon, Daphne Patterson back next week, in the capable hands of Andrew Hubenak, our producer today. Don't go anywhere. Give us a call. 877-777-7713 on the Biz Radio Network.
What steps can you take to help protect your retirement income against inflation and taxes? Do you have an asset allocation model that suits your individual goals? These are the questions that